broad and diverse alliance of industry, community and environment groups is calling for a new bipartisan approach to energy policy. The Business Council, the Peak Union Group, the ACTU, the Australian Council of Social Service and the Clean Energy Council are among those to sign a joint statement urging change. The alliance wants an end to the political antics, saying the policy uncertainty is leading to a lack of investment in the electricity supply industry, which in turn is driving up the price of power. From Canberra, Peter Donald reports.
The joint statement says there's no room for partisan politics when the reliability, affordability and sustainability of Australia's energy system is at stake. It wants an end to the finger-pointing and for all sides of politics, federal and state, to find solutions. The Australian Conservation Foundation is one of the organisations to sign it. Its CEO, Kelly O'Shaughnessy.
Businesses and communities and environmentalists and unions and the workers they represent all want one thing from our government, and that's leadership on an energy transition from coal to clean energy and real action on climate change. Instead, what we're getting is joking around in Parliament House, throwing around lumps of coal, while we're seeing heat waves and catastrophic fine conditions. And what we're really saying here is this is no joking matter. People's lives are on the line and we need serious action.
Industry and business heavyweights have also signed on, including the Business Council of Australia, the Australian Industry Group, and even the Australian Steel Institute, the Cement Industry Federation, and the Australian Aluminium Council. The Council's Mike Prosser says the aluminium industry, which is the most energy intensive in the country, is suffering from a lack of investment in the electricity supply, and that's due to constant changes in energy policy.
We have seen policies brought into place and then replaced by other policies and then replaced by other policies. And what that means is for the investment side of the electricity industry, it's very difficult to make those investments if the ground rules are changing.
But how realistic is it to expect both sides of politics to agree on a bipartisan energy policy?
The difficulty is that without that sort of stable policy environment, neither side of politics will be able to find the solutions that they're searching for. So I think almost universally, customers and investors and the electricity supply side are looking to be able to provide competitive, reliable, secure electricity supply. And that will only come if the policy environment is stable.
He says the aluminium industry doesn't care if its electricity comes from traditional or renewable sources, as long as it's reliable and economic.
There's a smelter in Tasmania. Tasmania is almost entirely renewable electricity supplied. So clearly it can be done. Equally, if the electricity supply is unreliable, if it blacks out for a period of hours, then that is an enormous problem for a smelter. That causes a huge amount of damage and really impacts the viability of that smelter in the long run. So it's really about the continuous availability of electricity and the reliability of that supply.
Miles Prosser from the Aluminium Council of Australia speaking to Peter Donald.